Howdy everyone, my name is Candice Medina and I'm going to be discussing my preliminary observations in calibrating a Cosmos rover in skeletal or rocky soils. So for those of you who do not know what a Cosmos rover is, it is a intermediate scale passive surface soil moisture sensor that measures fast cosmic ray neutrons in the atmosphere. These neutrons are inversely proportional to the amount of hydrogen in the soil. And because hydrogen is found predominantly in water, we can relate this to soil water content. However, the presence of coarse fragments in the soil hasn't really been investigated in these with the Cosmos rover. So our overall objective of our study was to assess the accuracy of Cosmos measuring water volumetric water content in a skeletal soil in Marfa, Texas, which is where the little star is. We took Cosmos surveys down there. We took one at field capacity and a little bit below field capacity. We took two EM38 MK2 surveys, which is electrical conductivity, and that has been shown to map out the spatial distribution of coarse fragments. And then we took soil samples to get a field-measured volumetric water content. What we found was that both the field-measured water content and the Cosmos water content was lower on hill slopes where the coarse fragment percentage was really abundant. It was roughly 40 to 67%. Our field-measured and both our Cosmos water content range was really small. It was between 17 and 37%, but our coarse fragment distribution was pretty wide. It was from 4% to 67%. The Cosmos appears to be doing its job. It's responding to both water content changes at different field conditions, and it's responding to different coarse fragment percentages. However, when compared to our field-measured water content, there was a little bit of discrepancies between our more extreme stream ranges on the water content values. So this study is far from being over. These are just preliminary results. What it shows right now is that maybe we're going to need a correction factor for coarse fragments in the calibration formula for the Cosmos. But we're still taking some more surveys. Our next survey is a dry soil survey condition, and that's going to be probably next month. We're also going to look at lattice water effects, which is already a correction factor for the calibration formula. And just this past week, we found out that some of our water contents have been a little altered because the coarse fragments themselves are a little porous and they have their own water contents at field conditions. So we're again going to look at that too. Thank you guys for listening to me. If you have any questions or would like to discuss what we're going to do in our future projects, I'm open to suggestions. My poster is number 319 if you want to get a more in-depth what we did for our methods. And yeah, thank you.